Japan's new Prime Minister, Juichiro Koizumi, surprised the country and the world when he won a landslide victory in party elections last month. Koizumi has only been in office a few weeks now, but he's riding a wave of popular support and has inspired renewed interest in the normally staid world of Japanese politics. Still, as NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Tokyo, many Japanese wonder whether Koizumi can fulfill his campaign promise of reviving the Japanese economy.
Junichiro Koizumi is clearly no ordinary Japanese politician. His favorite musical group is a heavy metal band called X Japan. He prefers light-colored suits instead of the standard dark blue, virtually an act of rebellion in conformist Japan. But mostly it's Koizumi's hair that everyone is talking about, a wavy salt-and-pepper mane that, one observer says, makes him look like the Lion King. Others say Japan's new prime minister resembles an aging rock star. He already has his share of groupies. At the national headquarters for Koizumi's Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP, people line up every day to buy his poster. 26-year-old Takako Shimamori concedes she doesn't know much about Koizumi's policies, but finds him impressive anyway.
He is different from previous prime ministers. I feel that he will fulfill his promises. But to be honest, I really like him because he's cool. He has a good sense of fashion.
It's politician as celebrity, a new concept in Japan. Koichi Nakano is a professor at Tokyo's Sophia University.
It's a good change in some ways from the old style politicians in that I think Japan has been exceptional until now for really TV unfriendly politicians. And from that point of view, having somebody who's telegenic is actually conforming to the norm of the liberal democracies, I think.
Koizumi is still using the power of television, even now that he's moved into the prime minister's office. In this ad, Koizumi is walking side by side with a group of ordinary Japanese, sushi chefs, office workers. It's not easy to make progress in today's Japan, the narrator intones, but by focusing on our strengths, we can make the impossible possible. The ads have the look and feel of Ronald Reagan's Morning in America theme. They are clearly meant to inspire, and it seems to be working. Koizumi's approval ratings are more than 80%. Japanese politics, normally about as exciting as watching rice grow, is suddenly the hottest show in town. Step into a taxi and chances are the driver has the radio tuned to the live broadcast from the Diet, Japanese parliament. The debates are actually interesting for a change. Koizumi's cabinet is filled with outspoken outsiders instead of the usual LDP party hacks. He's also appointed a record 5 women to his cabinet, including Makiko Tanaka, Japan's first female foreign minister. Koizumi is trying to harness his government's remarkable popularity in order to push through some difficult economic reforms, cleaning up Japan's banking system and reining in the country's national debt, currently the largest of any industrialized nation in the world. Most economists say the reforms are necessary, but acknowledge they will cause some short-term pain. A sharp rise in unemployment, for instance, as bankrupt companies are forced to close their doors. Reform with no sacred cows is Koizumi's motto, but not all of his fellow LDP legislators share his passion for reform. Professor Koichi Nakano doubts whether the party that has ruled Japan for virtually all of the past 50 years is capable of such drastic change.
The LDP would not be LDP anymore if they were able to push through the reforms that Koizumi is talking about. And political parties change policies or support bases drastically, but they usually do that in opposition. And governing parties rarely ever make that sort of radical transformation, the kind of which Koizumi is promising.
And critics point out, despite his maverick image, Koizumi is very much a product of the LDP, a third-generation politician who spent decades as a party insider. Richard Katz, author of a book about Japan's economic decline, says dismantling the LDP may be the only way for Japan to regain its past economic glory. Prime Minister Koizumi, he says, may end up being Japan's version of Mikhail Gorbachev, a leader who oversees the end of an era.
The fact is, expectations have been raised. And if those expectations are dashed, there will be a response. And if you look at sort of the Gorbachev analogy, he certainly did not rule through the Communist Party. He ruled around the Communist Party. And though he didn't get the people to the other side of the mountain, he really was part of that process of busting up the old regime. And so Koizumi may play that role.
Junichiro Koizumi insists he has no intention of busting up the party that propelled him to power. But one thing is clear, either Japan's maverick prime minister will manage to change the system, or the system will change him. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.